Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We continue looking at books that were given away as Christmas gifts by the First Presidency between the years 1981 and 2017. Today, we want to look at a book that was given as a gift for Christmas of 1992. It's called The Discourses of Brigham Young, and it includes select quotations of Brigham Young, primarily taken from the Journal of Discourses, a 26-volume set of sermons, mainly Brigham Young sermons, though there were others that were listed in that 26-volume set. But today we want to discuss a certain word that now is taboo if you're a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and that is the word Mormonism. Remember, back in 2018, to be precise, it was August 16th, 2018, when the new president, Russell M. Nelson, who became president in January of 2018, made an announcement and telling members of the church, and I guess you could also say, Eric, people in general, that they should not use the word Mormon or LDS as substitutes for the full name of Nelson's religion, which of course is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We naturally found this to be very odd, given the fact that the word Mormon, LDS, Mormonism has been used really since the beginning of this movement. Nobody seemed to have a problem with that word back then, but for some reason, this really bothered Russell M. Nelson. And so he not only came out in August of 2018 telling people not to use these terms, but then he doubled down in General Conference of October of 2018, going so far as to say that you offend Jesus and you give Satan a victory when you use terms like this. And so we wanted to look at what the Discourses of Brigham Young had to say on this topic. And of course, there's a lot of things that Brigham Young is cited as saying in this book. But today we just want to look at the topic of Mormonism as it's found in the Discourses of Brigham Young.
One thing I want to add to what you've just said, Bill, is that I think Russell M. Nelson took away the best brand name possible, because they even had a video called What About the Mormons? And I Am a Mormon campaign. We have these different uses within the church. And so if you are to go to the website today, you have to type in the words churchofjesuschrist.org, when it was so simple before. You can go to lds.org or mormon.org. And so here you have this wonderful word, Mormon, and LDS, easy to identify with, and you're telling people, don't use it any longer.
You raise an excellent point, and I want to ask this question. Are Latter-day Saints offending Jesus and giving a victory to Satan when they still go to their computers and type in lds.org? Because I find I do that. I'm not about to type churchofjesuschrist.org. That takes too long. It's inconvenient to do that. So I type lds.org because I know it's going to redirect to the new name of that URL. So are we all offending Jesus? Are we giving a victory to Satan when we do that? Are Latter-day Saints giving a victory to Satan when they do that for the sake of convenience?
Well, it makes it hard for the rest of us as well, because we have this religion, and what do you call it any longer? Because if you can't call it Mormonism, you're supposed to call it the religion of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I mean, that's very cumbersome. Or do you call it Christianity? And I think a lot of Latter-day Saints would maybe like that. To simplify Mormonism, just call it Christianity, because Mormonism and Christianity are said to be synonymous.
I think some Latter-day Saints probably would like that. I think even Russell M. Nelson would probably like that. But what's interesting is Nelson didn't do that in 2018. He did not say that is the preferred title we would like. I guess you could say I give him credit for that because I think he would open himself up to an enormous amount of criticism, especially from people such as us. But let's get back to the book, Discourses of Brigham Young, put together by John Witzo, a Mormon apostle. What did Brigham Young say using the word Mormonism?
He actually said a lot on page 448, for instance. He says, our religion is called Mormonism because the ancient records revealed that Joseph Smith were entitled the Book of Mormon, according to the instructions given to him by the Lord. But I will call it the plan of salvation devised in the heavens for the redemption of mankind from sin and their restoration to the presence of God. And that comes from Journal of Discourses, Volume 9, page 149.
And we should mention that when Brigham Young uses the word Mormonism, or at least that's the way it was recorded in the Journal of Discourses, there are quotation marks around it. Now, some Mormons might say, see, that shows that that's not a term that we would probably normally use. And I don't know if I would go along with that argument. Brigham Young doesn't seem to have a problem with the title. Just because it's in quotation marks certainly doesn't mean that he sees this as a derogatory term. In fact, that quote that you just gave, Eric, seems to tell me that he has no problem at all with that word Mormonism.
Another quote comes from page 448, and he said, but Mormonism has opened up light. Removing the curtain from the broad sunshine, it has lighted up the souls of hundreds of thousands, and they have been made to rejoice in the light of truth. And that's from Journal of Discourses, Volume 8, page 129.
And I'm sure someone like Brigham Young would want to put a positive spin on what Mormonism is all about. Of course, if you were to talk to many Latter-day Saints, especially many of those who are having serious doubts about the doctrines of the LDS Church, it certainly does not seem to resonate with them quite in that fashion. In fact, it causes a lot of Latter-day Saints who look at the specific doctrines of Mormonism to be very troubled when they start examining the history of Mormonism, especially the history that the church itself is starting to admit to openly and have made easy access to, I might say. And that's probably something that we should mention. It's not that the church is all of a sudden starting to be more honest in a lot of these areas, though some, yes. It's just that they've now made it easier to find. Let me give you an example. It was Russell M. Nelson who back in 1993 actually mentions the seer stone that Joseph Smith used for the translation of the Book of Mormon. Now, this comes out later on where the church officially admits this in Gospel Topics essays and such, and some might assume, well, now they're being honest, whereas they were hiding this before. Not really. They weren't hiding it completely. It's just that it wasn't mentioned a whole lot. Now, because of the internet, it's easy to find this information. And so it does tend to look like the church has been hiding it in the past, when in many cases, I wouldn't say that that's actually true.
Another quote comes from page 448 of Discourses of Brigham Young. I feel happy. Mormonism has made me all I am, and the grace, the power, and the wisdom of God will make me all that I ever will be, either in time or eternity. Bill, let me ask you this question. If you were to say, I feel happy, and you were going to point to the source of your happiness, would you point to your religion or would you point to your Savior? See, that's the difference, I think, between a lot of Latter-day Saints and evangelical Christians, because it's not the religion that makes us happy. It's what Jesus has done for us, and I think we would point to the Savior.
I think you make a good point there. Most evangelicals always tend to want to give Jesus credit for the good that they have found in their life as a result of his sacrifice on the cross and his bodily resurrection. But yet in Mormonism, you find many times they point to what the church has done for them. Now, as Christians, we believe the church is composed of individuals who have been forgiven of their sins. That's what comprises the church. But not in Mormonism. It's an organization. It's a structure. And the only true church, according to Mormonism, of course, is, according to them, is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
A quote that's related to that is found on page 452. He says, Mormonism has done everything for me that ever has been done for me on the earth. It has made me happy. It has made me wealthy and comfortable.
Let me stop you there. When you said wealthy, I went, yep, it sure did that. He was the president of the church. He lived quite well as the leader of the church, and I'm sure he was very comfortable. If you've ever visited the Beehive House downtown, they give tours to that building. You're going to see that Brigham Young, he was probably the original 1% back there in the 19th century, you could say.
The quote ends, "It has filled me with good feelings, with joy, and rejoicing." But Bill, we hear about happiness. We hear about being filled with good feelings. Is that the purpose of having a relationship with Jesus Christ?
Well, certainly that can be a byproduct, and we do have joy even amidst our trials. But happiness is not usually one of the characteristics that I use in a witnessing situation with an individual. Hey, I'm happy because I'm a Christian. You ought to be one too. That certainly wouldn't be my argument.
Yeah, and especially with the idea that joy is an attitude that we have, and it is one of the fruit of the Spirit, but you don't hear of happiness as being one of those fruit. Then he says this on page 455, "Mormonism keeps men and women young and handsome, and when they are full of the Spirit of God, there are none of them, but what will have a glow upon their countenances? And this is what makes you and me young, for the Spirit of God is with us and within us."
Well, technically, Brigham Young was young because of his last name, but I think it's kind of silly that Mormonism keeps men and women young and handsome. Young and handsome. I know this is purely subjective, but if you look at some of the pictures of the early pioneers, I don't know if most people would describe those individuals as young and handsome. That's an interesting attribute that Brigham Young gives to the followers in his church. I wonder when he said that, if there were people looking at each other like, really? Is that what happens?
But we're not able to give all of the citations from Discourses of Brigham Young that he talks about Mormonism. But if anybody wants to go and see those, they can go to mrm.org and in the search engine, type in Christmas gifts. The first article that will pop up contains links to all of the books in the Christmas series that you mentioned from 1981 to 2017, including the 1992 Discourses of Brigham Young. So you can see the quotes that we've given today, which maybe you've never heard of before, and see some of the other ones there from the 1992 Christmas gift that was given by the First Presidency to other general authorities and employees. Again, this is a book that has the word Mormonism in it. I wonder if Russell M. Nelson would have ever given away this book.
Tomorrow, we're going to continue looking at the Discourses of Brigham Young. There's so much in this book that we can't talk about, but we did want to take this week just to examine some of the things that were found in this book, and as Eric has mentioned, a book that was considered worthy enough to give as a Christmas gift by the First Presidency in 1992.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. When sharing your faith with a Latter-day Saint, it helps to know what their church has taught on several basic topics. For this reason, Mormonism Research Ministry has provided its Crash Course Mormonism. Crash Course Mormonism includes concise articles highlighting what LDS leaders and church manuals have taught on issues that will probably come up in a typical conversation. You can find these informative articles at CrashCourseMormonism.com. That's CrashCourseMormonism.com.